This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Let's catch up now on what has been a very busy day on the stock markets around the world. Asian markets had a bad day, but not a disastrous one. European markets started badly and then got worse. The Dow Jones Industrials started badly and have gotten worse in the last hour or so. NPR's Tamara Keith has been watching the markets, joins us now. And let's start, Tamara, with the event that seems to have started the markets slipping again in the last hour.
Yes. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, these are the big mortgage giants. S&P came out and downgraded their credit rating.
The same agency that downgraded the U.S. on
right.
Friday night.
And of course, this, to investors, this shouldn't be a surprise at all, because at the height of the financial crisis, Fannie and Freddie became part of the U.S. government, basically. They're under government conservatorship. When they need money, they call the U.S. Treasury. So if the U.S. Treasury goes from AAA to AA+, then of course Fannie and Freddie would drop down as well. S&P also, in the last couple of hours, has announced that they've lowered the ratings for farm banks, long-term U.S. government-backed debt from 32 banks and credit unions, three major clearing houses that these deal with treasuries. All of them drop down from AAA to AA+.
Now, before you rush out and sell your portfolio, I just want to mention I'm watching a stock ticker as we're going here. The Dow was down a couple hundred points early. That was expected because of the S&P downgrade. When this additional downgrade came, it was suddenly down 350. It was going off a cliff. But now it's recovered. The last I looked, it was down about 255, as if people remembered what you just said. Oh, yes, we knew these downgrades were coming after all.
Or there could be computers that were just controlling the trades when something hit a certain point. The computers jump in. The thing is that we can't read too much into the markets, because the markets, they're all over the place. They're volatile. Of course they are. The markets are paying attention to what's happening in Europe, not just what's happening here in the U.S. There's a lot going on, and the stock market is not a measure of the U.S. economy. It's a measure of how people and their computers are feeling.
Although there is worry about the U.S. economy, and also there was clearly concern, at least at Standard & Poor's, about U.S. Treasury bonds, which were downgraded on Friday night from AAA to AA+. How are Treasury bonds doing since that downgrade?
Better. You know, this is totally counterintuitive. They downgrade our debt, and yet people are still buying it. More people are buying it, to the point where demand is up, yields are down, interest rates are down. This actually, you know, there had been lots of talk that, oh my gosh, this is going to cause mortgage rates to go through the roof and all of these horrible calamities are coming. Well, at the moment, and of course, this is still very early, at the moment, rates are actually down.
Which means that people are willing to accept a lower interest rate to get into a Treasury bond. They're paying a higher price for it, is what they're doing.
They're fleeing to safety, and this thing that was just bumped down from AAA to AA+ is considered safety. Billionaire super investor Warren Buffett, he was spoke to CNBC this morning, and there's a quote from that that I think sums things up pretty well in terms of what people are thinking. He says, quote, "Our currency is not AAA, and in recent months, the performance of our government has not been AAA, but our debt is still AAA." Mm. And this comes from a man who owns something like $40 billion worth of treasuries, his company at least.
Yeah, we should certainly disclose that, and also disclose that I believe he is or has been the largest shareholder in Moody's, a competitor to Standards & Poor's, which is being very, very much criticized. Let me ask one other thing, though, Tamara. Even if treasury bills are holding up, it is a very scary day and a very sharply down day for a lot of people. What is all this mean for the average person thinking about their investments, their retirement account, whatever they may have?
What advisors are saying, and I think it's perfectly good advice, is take a deep breath. This is, yes, there's a lot of scary stuff happening, but we don't ultimately know how it's all going to shake out. And economists I spoke to said that their concern with this, their greater concern, is the effect that this would have on the U.S. economy, not because of interest rates or anything like that, simply, you know, those animal spirits that economists talk about. Mm-hmm. If people feel like this is just another bad thing in a long line of bad things, and then they stop buying, then that's when we could feel it.
Tamara, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Tamara Keith. And President Obama, by the way, will be speaking to the press at 1 o'clock Eastern Time today.